I'll go coming into this one, obviously a lot of importance. Chasing Texas down 4 points to start the night. Two power plays against you early in that first period, or in the first period, but your team managed to step up and play really nicely on the penalty kill. What did you see from them?
Yeah, our PK is quite confident right now. I think we know. So it's the combinations of two things. Our foundation is not going to change. We have a way of playing on the PK, but there's some adjustments every game to be made against the other power plays. And these are small details. What we feel they're going to do, or the way they've been scoring recently, or the type of shooters they have. So these are the adjustments that we have to make. Eric Dubois doing a great job with our PK players, and they're well ready. And the guys are committed to block shots, to be in the shooting lane, and to do whatever it takes. And your goaltender has to be pretty good, and he's been pretty good so far.
0-0 after 20 minutes going into that second period. What was the message to the team?
Well, I think the first period was we were watching or trying to make plays without moving our feet. We're good when we're moving our feet, and that's what we talked about. Just move your feet. Make sure we support the puck. We stick to our plan. But we were second on a lot of loose 50-50 battles and loose pucks, and we had to get faster. And we started the second period playing much faster.
You guys opened the scoring. Cam McLeese getting the dirty area, tipping that shot home. Is that a reward for a guy, like, you know, doing things that most people don't like to do, which is getting into those dirty areas, getting slashed, getting cross-checked, but getting a goal out of it?
Yeah, well, you know, that's where you score goals. And he's been playing really well for us. And since we had Ryan White back in the lineup, those two have been playing really well together. And for Cam too, he's doing a lot of good things out there. Very responsible on the ice without the puck, and he's got a good stick. And for him to get to the net front and get rewarded, it's always good to see.
Speaking of Ryan White, he's been pretty effective on your PK, at least from my perspective. Do you notice that veteran savvy that he seems to bring?
Yeah, well, he that kind of experience you can't teach. He has the reads and he sees what's developing in front of him, and the fact that he's been around quite a bit, and he's not only that, and he's also very much mentally all in with us, and he's ready. He's asking a lot of questions, and he's making sure the bench is ready every single game. So it's his experience and his the way he prepares himself for the games, and the fact that we can use him. He's such a good warrior for us. So on the PK, his reads are good. He's moving quick to get in the good lanes. So he's a tremendous asset for us.
1-1, tight game, playoff implications. And then you see that second goal scored against you, into the empty net. Have you ever seen, well, you've obviously seen something like that, but yeah. Just what's going through your mind when you see that goal go in?
Just we can't let that affect us. We got to move on right away, and just get ready for the next shift. That's something we can't. We worry about the things we control, and that's one of the things that we can't control, and we just got to move on.
You like the fact that your team not only tied it up, but with 12 and a half seconds to go in the second period, continued to push, continued to pressure, and of course, Jimmy Olney, veteran play, gets it over to Cam Schilling, who puts it into an empty net, basically.
Yeah, well, if you were close to the bench, you would hear the whole bench screaming, shoot, shoot the puck. And I was saying, screaming, shoot the puck as well. I'm one of them. But good for him, good vision. We ask our guys to make plays when they see them, and you saw Cam being wide open, and that was a good play.
What's the message to the team, though, in that third period when you're up a goal with this kind of game, coming for the final 20 minutes?
The message is, and it's been the same the whole year, it's stay confident and be aggressive. We want to be offensively aggressive and defensively aggressive, and tight game, you don't want to back off too much. You want to stay aggressive and pressuring the puck. And that's what we've seen, and that's what I want.
So that, well, and that leads me to my next question, which is you guys have a late power play, like really late in the game. And what is the message? Does the message change at all? Or is it, in your mind, do you say to the guys, listen, you know I want you to be aggressive, but we've got a one-goal lead late in the game? Or do you say, let's keep with the same game plan?
You know what? Depending on – that's an in-game read. Depending on how it goes – and today, for example, I felt our unit with Shazi and Appleton, I felt we could score a goal. And sometimes you want to protect the lead, so you'll send two defensemen. But on that one tonight, I felt we could get good scoring chances. So we sent our four forwards, 1D, and the thinking, the mindset was to score one more goal.
Well, you hold on for the win. 15-1-0-1 in your last 17 games here. Do you ever want to leave Bell MTS Place?
Yeah, I wish. No, we have to find ways to win and get some points on the road. It's crucial for us to find a way to get wins if we want to make the playoffs.
What's the mindset going into the Friday night's game? Obviously, opportunity to tie Texas for a fourth and final playoff spot.
Same as it's been. Our mindset has been the same since the Christmas break. We focus on ourselves, and we're gonna bring. This team works hard, and it's never perfect, and sometimes it doesn't look great, but we find ways, and that's what we're gonna bring next game. We're gonna get back studying the game that we've played tonight. Make sure that we have the message that contains the right information or what we believe is right, and then but at the end of the day, the players bring it, and it's all on them, and those guys are bringing everything they got. So I'm very proud to be their coach.